let's e-brake.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
For NorthTexasHondaDealers.com, I'm Bill Jackson. Talk radio. No, I'm not. I just read that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
They continue to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's still with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone, hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
We've lost him. His weekend's already started.
Yep, afraid so. Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you some candidates. You get a chance to vote on them at 214-787-1310.
We need a new emergency brake sound. That sounds like a catfish taking out drag.
That's what I like about it.
It doesn't sound like an emergency brake.
Oh, yeah. Well, our first candidate comes to us. Now, again, this is could be up to 2 weeks of material here because we were on vacation last week, and we had some crazy things happen while we were away, including lovely Miss Tara hosting the Ticket Top 10 one night, along with doing Ticket Tickers. And she had a rough time during a ticket ticker. Now, we love Tara. We're big fans of hers. But we have to present this because it was a meltdown of a ticket ticker.
When we say sports, you say now.
Ticket ticker!
The Rangers made a blockbuster deal today, which brings Cliff Lee to the Rangers. This ticket ticker brought to you by the Diamond Doctor. After talks between the Seattle Mariners and the New York Yankees fell apart this afternoon, the Rangers jumped in and reached an agreement on a trade for the 2008 Cy Young winner. The team held a press conference here on the Ticket this afternoon, and President Nolan Ryan talked about the club's new ace.
We have a guy that gives us another pitcher from the left side. I think another starter, a proven starter, an innings eater. So I think because of those things, those attributes that he has, he's going to bring a presence to us that is going to have an impact.
Texas sends first baseman Justin Smoke to the minor... Texas sends the first baseman, Justin Smoke, and three minor leaguers to Seattle in exchange for Lee and the reliever, Mark Lowe. The Mariners will also send $2.5 million to Texas. The Rangers will take on the Orioles this evening, weather permitting. Please stay tuned to the Ticket. Right now, we're delayed about an hour. Depends on, obviously, clouds, rain. They can't play when it's like that. So, like I said, I will update you as soon as I know something. Yesterday, there was a disappointing loss for the Texas Rangers last night as Baltimore squandered... As the Rangers squandered a 4-0 lead, the bullpen, which has been great for most of this season, was not able to hold off the O's. Britain's Mark Cavendish led another sprint to the wire today to capture his second straight stage win to the Tour de France, while Switzerland's Fabian Cancellara will again wear the yellow jersey as the overall leader. Meanwhile, seven-time champ Lance Armstrong is about 2 minutes and 40 seconds off the pace. That's the ticker. Ticker.
Okay.
Reliant Energy. Right. Switch to Reliant Energy and get a month of electricity.
All right,
free.
Poor Tara. She had a rough couple of moments there. Not quite to the point of Brian from Ball State or Alexi's ticker of a few years back, but certainly up there. And while we were out, did you know we had a classic Norm fight with a caller?
No.
Oh,
we had
boy.
A couple of them, I think, last week.
This was the best one. This was the most violent. And this guy is accused of being maybe Norm wind-up guy. That he calls in from time to time as a guy just waiting to wind him up. So let's give a listen.
This is Nick in Austin. Good morning. You're on the Ticket.
Norm.
Tom.
Yeah.
I got to ask you just one question, and I'll hang up and listen. I want you to defend your position on aligning yourself with the most hated athlete in America right now.
I'm not aligning myself with him, Nick. I'm trying to explain why he did it.
No, Norm, by explaining why he did it, you're aligning himself, or you're aligning yourself with him. You're taking...
Why?
You're taking his position and making everybody else try, or making all of us
You tell me. Tell me why he's hated. Nick, tell me why he's...
No.
Nick, stop running it!
No,
I'm about to give you the floor, you idiot! I'm about to give you the floor, you idiot! Tell me why he's hated.
Yeah, I thought so. That's what I thought, too.
Come on.
Okay,
that's
so
a great one.
That guy calls Norm Dan, and so Norm in return calls him...
Idiot?
No, Dick.
He misspelled. He mispronounced Nick, I think.
So he calls Norm a Dan, and Norm calls him a Dick.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good little Norm fight there.
Why does Norm still get worked up over people calling on the phone?
I don't know. He's just very passionate about his position in sports arguments, and he will not be talked down by anyone. So there's Norm up for another e-break. And here's our own Rich Phillips up for an e-break.
Protest.
Phrase supplemental pick.
Corner out of Texas Tech is the fourth draftee to sign. Dallas still working on Des Bryant, Sean Lee, and their supplemental pick, Joshua Brent. I protest because there's no emergency brake there. I kept on rolling and fought through it.
No, it stopped everyone's
PDA. The brake was not yanked.
We got so many emails on that yesterday. That's a definite e-brake.
That was funny.
So those are your three candidates, Miss Tara, Norm, or Rich, at 214-787-1310. Let's all vote wisely. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
J.D. B.'s blonde-headed high school girlfriend wins.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Why, hello, AM boys. Ho, 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 it's Santa Claus.
Hey, Santa Claus.
Who do you vote for?
Well, George, thanks for asking, but I'm not doing so well these days. First of all, it's hotter than all get out, and Mrs. Claus came back from her two-month drinking binge. I think you met her at Summer Bash. Didn't she do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Who you vote for?
Well, Tara is...
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Half-cat. I like to vote for my best friend and eater of my other half, Norm Hitchkiss.
Okay. Norm is the eater of your other half.
Possibility. Definite possibility. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to pledge vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to vote for Norm.
Thank you, sir. That's the way to vote right there. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George's sandwich nuts.
Never called that before, but thank
new.
You, sir.
So true.
Hi,
so
you're
true.
On the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Sure. And? Who do you like?
Unbelievable.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
Vote for Dick.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio.
Oh, Rich?
Norm? No, I think that's the Norm caller.
Oh, it's Norm. Oh, okay.
Although, Rich is, yeah. Our ticker guy is a dick, too.
We'll say it's Norm.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'm voting for John Cruz.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Don't you damn call here again, Mr. Pimple Man.
Muffin?
Muffin voting for Norm there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh. Hi, you're on That's Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I want to vote for the e-break.
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to protest because you're not going to put Bob and Dan getting ripped off the air for reading the...
just get over it, all right? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I'd like to vote for full-on double ticket all across the sky.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
Supplemental pick was in there.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
I'd like to vote for Jeff Burrows and Norm's dead private.
Jeff Burrows.
We have a winner if we count that as a Norm vote, because that is five for Norm.
Wow.
As Norm fights again with a caller.
Here's the Nick and Austin. Good morning. You're on the ticket.
Norm.
Yeah.
I got to ask you just one question, and I'll hang up and listen. I want you to defend your position on aligning yourself with the most hated athlete in America right now.
I'm not aligning myself with him, Nick. I'm trying to explain why he did it.
No, Norm, by explaining why he did it, you're aligning himself, or you're aligning yourself with him. You're taking...
Why?
You're taking his position and making everybody else try, or making all of us try to...
You tell me, tell me why he's hated.
Dan.
Nick,
one second.
Nick, tell me why he... Nick, stop for a minute! I'm about to give you the floor, you idiot! Tell me why he's hated.
Yeah, I thought so. That's what I thought, too.
Uh-huh. That's right. Uh-huh.
That's what I thought, too.
You hang up, man.
Come on.
How many is that for Norm?
That's a pretty big win for Norman Lucifer Hitzkus. Passes Gordo for second place all time.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah, he's just one behind the Jubb.
Okay. All right, it's 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310. The